A bill giving raises for public K-12 teachers died by a single vote in the Idaho House Tuesday. As James Dawson reports, many Republicans again say there needs to be stronger protections against teaching social justice.
There's a little bit of deja vu in the House. Republicans last week killed the budget for Idaho's public colleges and universities, which they accused of indoctrinating kids by teaching social justice concepts and critical race theory. On Tuesday, it was more of the same. This time for a $1.1 billion bill paying K-12 teacher salaries. Republican Representative Heather Scott says she supports educators.
But we need to protect our teachers from being forced to teach this garbage of social justice, including critical race theory.
She and others want to forbid any of those lessons in the classroom. Critical race theory elevates race when considering implications for educational and societal inequity. But several teachers and former administrators say those fears are unfounded. Democratic Representative John McCroskey is a music teacher.
I don't have time to teach critical race theory. Are you kidding me? I have to just prepare my content for the next day.
Both bills need to be reworked by the Budget Committee before they can be reintroduced. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.